As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Hey, howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys very, very much for supporting the show. You too can support the show by heading over to our website, disneyassembled.com. And there's plenty of options there for you. You can become a patron, just like those wonderful people we just mentioned, or visit our merch store. There's a link to that there, or buy us a Dole Whip, all that good stuff. If you want to support the show, or just subscribe. If you're listening to the podcast for the first time and you haven't subscribed yet, all the places you can subscribe to the show is there. Just head on over to disneyassembled.com. All right. This is a really cool episode. We did one like this about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and it was our preview of all the Disney movies that were coming out in the summer and fall and winter of 2021. And we thought we would revisit that episode because it was a pretty popular episode. You got a lot of listens, a lot of people listen to that one. And we want to take a look ahead at all the 2022 content coming out, movies mostly. And we're going to give our quick, you know, preliminary opinion of what we think the movie will be like. Do we really like it? Will it be any good? Will it not be any good? You know, we'll have to do that. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we're going to do today. What's going on with you?
Shh.
I know Mimi's cat is literally crying her eyes out outside the door. She wants to come in so bad.
It's not that she wants to come in. It's that she wants me to pet her. She does this in front of my room. She'll just sit there and cry and scratch and cry and scratch until I open the door and she walks in and jumps on my bed until I pet her.
Yes.
She's attached. Yep. She's got attachment issues.
Well, she'll be out there whining for the next 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. She'll be out there until I walk out.
It's all good.
100%.
It's all good. So are you excited about this episode?
I am. So we did this episode last year, and I remember thinking that it was really fun because I got to like read from the screen and doing a little announcer voice. So it was fun. It was organized.
Are you
and
ready to read from the screen again this year?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because we only partially prepare for these shows, right? So yes, we have all this stuff up there. I have a list of the movies here. I wrote them down. I did the analog version of preparing. I wrote things on a sheet of paper. And but you got your phone. I also have the...
Did you send me the link?
Did I send you the link? I did not send you the link.
I thought you were going
to
do that.
Am I supposed to send you the link?
Yes.
I got to send you the link. Oh my goodness. All right. Let me send you the link real quick. Ooh, nope, don't do that. How am I going to do it? Right, here we go. Message to, that's your name right there. Oh, okay. It should be coming to you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
This is professional podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
There it goes. Okay.
I know you came here for the professional podcasting. All right. But before we get to today's content, we have a couple of things we need to do. Of course, we need to do our Disney Dad Joke of the Week, which we will do. But we have a segment that I wanted to try. I've been wanting to try something. We're not a news podcast, but I wanted to do something with news. And I thought we would try a new type of segment in this episode. And if you guys are listening, we'd love your feedback on whether you think this segment that we're about to do is something you want us to continue to do. And I like to call it your snooze, your news. Your snooze, your news. And essentially, you know, we do a father-daughter podcast.
Right.
And my thoughts on what is exciting news or interesting news is very different than yours.
Yes.
So sometimes the news is a snooze and sometimes it's news is really news. So if you snooze, you news. And what I'm going to do is I have an app with some Disney news on it. I'm going to go through five headlines of news. And you, as the teenage daughter, you get to give your opinion on whether you think this is an exciting news story that you would like to know more about. Or is this something that is kind of a snooze? Is it news or snooze, right? You snooze, you news. All right, so here we go. Here's the headline. And the first headline is, information all about this year's Epcot International Food and Wine Festival.
Snooze. I don't drink wine. Snooze. Next.
Okay. We should tell people we're recording this on Thursday, May 19th.
Yes, because the most exciting things are happening this weekend. I'm going to the Phoebe Bridgers concert on Saturday. I love Phoebe Bridgers. I'm going with my best friend in the whole world. And then another one of my friends is coming over on Sunday, like all day. And I'm very excited because we haven't been able to hang out because COVID, because his mom was pregnant. So now that his mom isn't pregnant, he gets to come over and hang out with me. And I'm very excited because we're going to play Mario Kart.
Okay.
The weekend is blocked out, essentially.
I'm so glad.
So we're recording
now. Recording on Thursday. All right. Our segment has fallen apart already.
Okay.
You snooze your news. All right. Second headline. Pirates of the Caribbean set to reopen at Disneyland on July 1st. Is this news or snooze?
That's news. That's news. It's the best ride.
That's news. So
Definitely news.
People should read about that. I guess there's not much you could read. It basically tells you all the news in the title.
I kind of like that.
All right. Next one. This is the third headline. Sneak peek from Disney and Pixar's Lightyear is coming to Disney parks. News or snooze?
I'm going to say snooze because it's only available in the parks, which is kind of a miss for me. And
it's
also
a preview.
Like,
it's like a sneak peek before it actually comes out.
Yeah. No, I don't really understand the point in doing that for anything other than a press release. Just give us the movie or give us a trailer.
So we have two snooze and one news so far. All right. Fourth headline. Are you ready for this one? This one, a lot of people who do news, Disney news, they're going to talk a lot about this
one. Is it the Tron testing?
No. Changes coming to Genie Plus at Walt Disney World.
Oh, 100% news. 100% news. Genie Plus is stupid. It's yucky. Definitely news.
And it's changing yet again, apparently.
Is it changing like a lot or like what is
I will give you the, I read the article. I'll give you the brief information. Right now, when you order your park tickets, you can pay for Genie Plus in advance. Starting June 8th, I believe, when you order park tickets, you can no longer add Genie Plus on to your park ticket purchase. You must get up and buy Genie Plus the day of your trip days. You can't buy it in advance.
They keep making it worse. All right,
and it's
Disney,
only available by availability because usually they first said Genie Plus was going to be available with no, there was no shortages of it. Now it sounds like they're going to cut off how many Genie Pluses they do in a day at Disney. And this is just Walt Disney World in Florida. This isn't at Disneyland.
All right.
But yeah, so that's news. So we have
Disney
two news.
Disney executives, Chapek, talking to you. Stop making Genie Plus stupid. You're making it worse.
There you go.
Give us FastPass. And what I say goes. Chapek, are you listening to me? What I say goes. Get rid of Genie Plus.
You know, he was probably about to pick up the phone and invite us for free for a week.
Uh-huh,
but
exactly.
Now he's not.
Well, I don't know if I would accept it anyway because he's kind of...
No, we would accept it.
Oh, okay.
Bob, we would accept it. Okay. All right, so we have two snooze and two news. This is the tiebreaker.
I am very close to the microphone right now.
Are you ready?
And the sound waves are very loud on the program.
Your balls are blasting.
Sorry, guys.
All right. This is it. The fifth headline. Snooze or news. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique to reopen at Disney World and Disneyland later this year. News or snooze?
I thought it's been open.
Apparently not.
Honestly, that's news. Like, that's cute. Like, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is so... It's a cute concept. Definitely news.
So there you go. That is this week's episode of You Snooze, You News, Mimi's take on Disney news headlines. All right. And I should probably face the microphone when I'm talking. Otherwise, you're not going to hear me. Okay. So we do need to get into our topic of the week. Again, we're going to go through May, June, July, and then we're going to lump everything after July into sort of a fall, winter category.
Also, we're going to start. Okay. Spoiler. I think we're going to start with Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, even though that comes out tomorrow, which is the 20th, but the show doesn't come out until the 22nd. 22nd? Yeah, 20, whatever.
The movie comes out tomorrow.
Since we're coming.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, but this episode won't be released until after the movie release. So you're probably thinking
we may not have seen it yet.
Right. So you're like, why are you guys talking about the future? Well, because it technically is still the future because today's the 19th. Right.
So we'll just say it just came out. So we're going to include it. And we may include some TV shows in there to see if we're excited about them, because I think we will be. But they're Disney Plus series, right? So we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's have this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Meaning, when Obi-Wan was training Luke, you know, on Tatooine, he's training Luke. One of their sessions took place
Finding Nemo Adventure Submarines.
One of their training sessions took place at a popular Chinese restaurant on Tatooine. They have Chinese restaurants on Tatooine, believe it or not. They do. And they were having dinner, and Luke was just completely messing dinner up. He could not, he just was a mess. And finally, Obi-Wan looked at him and says, "Use the forks, Luke. Use the forks." Get it?
See, I was actually
trying to use chopsticks and he couldn't do it.
I was complaining about this to a friend.
Use the forks.
Why are there so many different forks and different spoons?
A salad fork. There's a
no, but there's like 800 spoons and like no, just eat
with
one
spoon.
Do like the simples do. Do it like the peasants do, like the simple people.
What are you talking about?
Use one fork.
Well, we only use one fork at dinner.
Right, exactly. But
I like the small forks.
No, but like, why was the need of running out and buying 800 forks?
Use the forks, Luke. Use the forks. That's this week's Disney dad joke of the week. I hope you have a better version of a dad joke than I do. If you do, and you'd like us to consider using it on the show, all you need to do is send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or send us a DM on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all at Disney Assembled. All right. We got a lot of content to get into. One piece of content that does not have a movie coming out is Star Wars.
Lucasfilm.
Is Star Wars. But there are a few Star Wars prop things that are coming out later this year, I believe. And maybe we can just quickly, without describing them, maybe just do your quick take on whether you're excited about it, whether you think it's going to be good or not. And I'll go through them with you because I didn't really write them all down, but okay. This is kind of an added bonus to the content. All right. One is Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan Kenobi starts next week on the 27th. Real quick, excited about Obi-Wan Kenobi or not?
You know,
is it going to be good or not?
Yeah, it'll be good.
I think so too. I think Mandalorian was good. Boba Fett was average. I think Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to be good. So I agree with you there. Another thing is Bad Batch. I believe Bad Batch may have second season starting before the end of this calendar year. It's hard to say. What do you think about Bad Batch? I know you weren't a big fan of Bad Batch.
I'm not a huge Bad Batch fan.
I liked Bad Batch.
Kind of out.
And I can't wait for second season. I thought the end of the first season was really good. Second season ought to be really good. And the last one is Andor, a series prequel to Rogue One about Cassian Andor, the spy. It's supposed to come out this calendar year. Not sure yet.
Siri's been talking.
Right.
I hated Rogue One. I thought it was boring, and now I don't really care about whatever that is.
Okay.
If it's connected to Rogue One, I'm out. I'm sorry.
I think Andor's going to be okay. I think it's going to be okay. I don't know if it's going to be great, but I think it's going to be okay. I'm going to give it an okay rating. All right. So there's that. Any Marvel TV on Disney? Oh, the Marvels. Miss Marvel. Are you excited for Miss Marvel?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I am too. I think Miss Marvel's going to be good.
Yeah.
I am really excited about that. Yeah. Miss Marvel. And She-Hulk. Attorney at Large. Did you see the trailer for She-Hulk?
I did. It looks better than I originally thought it would be. I'm not going to lie.
I hope they fix the CG a little bit. It looks a little too cartoony for me. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that they fix the CG a little bit before it actually comes out. All right. You ready to jump into these movies? There's a lot of movies.
Okay. On that note, the CG. So, obviously, we have mostly seen Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. And one of the biggest complaints that I'm hearing from people who have seen, you know, that movie is that the CGI was so poorly done, it didn't feel real. And I was like, you know what? That's a really valid critique from these very expensive Marvel films that have been doing really advanced, CGI for all these years. And I actually really want to know you guys' opinions on Multiverse of Madness. So please definitely email us or message us on Instagram with those, because I have my own opinions on it that we're going to talk about in probably a Patreon episode at some point, but it's obviously been a very controversial subject.
Yes.
And we haven't really talked about it on the show at all. So, this is kind of interjecting that.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get, I'd love to hear people's opinions about Multiverse of Madness. I have my opinions. I shared some of my opinions on a Instagram live. So if you guys want to check out our Instagram videos, head on over there and you can hear what I had to say about it. All right. We need to jump into these films, though, because, we don't want this episode to go too long. And the first one in May, as we mentioned, I think at the beginning of this recording, was
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger, which comes out tomorrow.
May 20th.
We're in the 19th. Yeah, the 20th. Okay, go ahead.
So the description says, in the spirit of rebooting Disney classic properties, Disney will also release a new Chip and Dale movie in 2022. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers follows the iconic chipmunk duo 30 years after their heyday of stardom, as they must once again team up for an adventure. A spiritual successor to Who Framed Roger Rabbit with a blend of live animation, 2D animation, and even CGI, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers should be a fun ride. It's set to premiere exclusively on Disney Plus on May 20th, 2022.
All right. What do you think about Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger?
I think the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is in it, and that immediately is a yes from me. Yep. His name is escaping me, but I really liked Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is it Adam Sandberg?
Yeah, him. Like but that show is really well done, and he's really funny. And so I think he's going to be really good in this movie. Also, I like the blend of the animation. I'm kind of like overly excited about this movie. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think it's going to be really, really well done because I like the way that Disney has taken the classic Mickey shorts, and Chip and Dale are part of those like classic shorts. Right. And so I am very interested to see what they do with it.
Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger, the TV show, missed both of us. I was too old for it. You were too young for it. Neither of us have ever really gotten into it. The only Chip and Dale property that I really like is the classic Chip and Dale cartoons, you know, whether they're antagonizing Donald or Pluto. Those are the ones I enjoy the most. But I am kind of excited for this film because of it's got those Roger Rabbit vibes. And I think it's been a long time since Disney's done something like that.
Yeah.
And so I am actually excited for it. I think it's going to be good.
It'll be a nice change of pace.
I think it's going to be entertaining. I think we should try to watch it.
I would like to watch it. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow or whatever.
The way Disney is going to be successful with these reboots is to do stuff like this, to take old animation styles and old ways of doing things like this Roger Rabbit 2D, 3D live action thing and plugging that in into other forms. Like it's going to be really well done. I think
it's coming to Disney Plus, not going to theaters, but I still think it's going to be a hit. I think it's going to be a hit, not a miss. I think it'll be good. It'll be good. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Now that's all I have listed for May. I think the next movies that come out are going to be out in June, and it's going to be.
We're not going to talk about the Bob Burgers movie.
Nah, we're going to stick to the Disney property. That's a Fox property, even though Disney owns them. Yeah.
So okay. Cool. Yeah.
We're just going to stick to the Disney and Pixar.
The next one is Lightyear, June 17th. Lightyear has not had as much marketing as I honestly had hoped it would. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought we would see more from Disney and Pixar with pushing this film towards little kids. Maybe it's because I don't watch Disney Channel or like kids TV channels anymore, but I'm really not feeling the whole like hype around this film, the way everyone was like so excited for Turning Red to come out. I'm not really sure though. I think part of that is because of how big Turning Red was. It would be weird to be like, okay, that's great, but like here's Lightyear, you know? Anyway, so after several movies and short films, the Toy Story franchise is finally introducing a standalone film that won't directly follow the original characters. While controversy abounded about Chris Evans voicing Buzz Lightyear instead of Tim Allen, they're actually not the same character. Buzz is the Toy Story universe's human version of the character that inspired Allen's toy, Buzz. Lightyear serves as the movie that Andy would have gone to see in theaters before getting the toy, following the origin of Buzz Lightyear as an accomplished space ranger. Pixar's Lightyear is set to debut in theaters June 17th, 2022.
So I think this is going to be a huge hit. Me too. Actually, I think this movie is going to be extraordinarily good.
I agree.
And I saw somebody on Twitter put this out there. So I'm just going to, I cannot remember who it was. I apologize if you're listening to the show and I'm taking your idea. I apologize. But I hope it would be so cool that at the end of Lightyear, there's a post-credit scene where it's literally Andy and his mother getting up from the theater, who just having watched the credits that we just watch in the theater, and turning to his mom and saying, "Mom, can we go get a Buzz Lightyear toy from the store or something like that?" And then they leave and walk and go to the Al's toy barn to get a Buzz Lightyear toy.
Well, that's where you're wrong, because Andy didn't get Buzz from the toy store. Andy got Buzz for his birthday.
So maybe that's what he says. Maybe he says, "Mom, can I get a Buzz toy for my birthday?" And then his mom says, "I don't know. We'll see." You know, like parents do. You know, we'll see.
I think
that would be cool.
You know, I don't really want the two stories to overlap. I'm not going to lie. I think this movie can be really niche and full of niche references. And like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it not having any obvious relation to Toy Story or the Toy Story franchise.
But I think the premise is the movie we get to see on June 17th, starting June 17th, is the movie Andy would have seen.
Yes, I understand.
To get him excited about Buzz.
Yeah, I get it. But like, I don't want to see Andy in this film. I don't want any direct connection between.
Even a post-credit scene where it's real meta.
I don't want that at all. Really? I'm not going to lie. I really don't. I think this whole concept in general of having like the movie, because like this now would exist. This, what's interesting about this concept is that it exists in our world and also canonically in the Toy Story world. So it's now creating this like bridge between the two universes of like the Toy Story existence and then the us existence by having this film be like, you know, part like, you know, canon in both multiverses, I guess. And I think that that's really, really cool. It's a really interesting concept to like have the movie that's based off the toy that's in the movie that Andy would have seen, but also that we should have seen because we have the toys now. It's really intertwined with itself. And I think that that's really, really interesting. I also think this movie is just going to be really good. I've seen the trailers. I've seen the teaser. I think Chris Evans being in it is going to also add a lot to it, I think, because Chris Evans has like that very distinct like leader voice, you know, Captain America. And so like we get that with Buzz. And also it's got some LGBTQ representation in it. It does. It is rumored to have some LGBTQ stuff. And I think that that is really great because it's taken Pixar a really, really long time to get there. And I'm very excited. So definitely excited for this movie.
So is it going
to
be a hit or a miss?
It will be a hit.
I agree with you. I think Lightyear is going to be a hit. Now we're going to fast forward into July and July 8th for Thor, Love and Thunder. Why don't you read the description for that one?
All right. Taika Waititi. Ooh, I don't like how I said that. Try again. Taika Waititi is returning to the MCU to direct the sequel to 2017's Thor Ragnarok, now following the Asgardian God after the events of Avengers Endgame and Loki Season 1. The plot of Thor, Love and Thunder is far unknown, but if it takes place in the timeline after No Way Home and Multiverse of Madness, Thor will be dealing with the side effects of time and space manipulations. Aside from Chris Hemsworth, previous MCU and Thor actors like Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson, Jeff Goldblum, and Chris Pratt will return for Thor Love and Thunder. The MCU Phase 4 movie is scheduled to be theatrically released on July 8th, 2022.
So as a point of clarification, the article we're reading from is from Screen Rant. And it was written back in March. So we're in May. So it's been a couple of months. There is a little bit more known about this film. We know that the bad guy is going to be Gore, the God Butcher, played by Christian Bale. And there is some sense that they're tying in, you know, some of the use of the MCU gods, kind of like we saw some gods in Moon Knight recently and so forth. And so, yeah, I think a little bit more about the plot is probably known at this point, but at the time of writing this from Screen Rant,
we know a little bit, but not a whole lot. I think I don't understand how Loki Season 1 fits in this Phase 4 timeline at all, because it picks up Loki from the middle of Age of Ultron, from the middle of the first Avengers, and puts him in his own storyline, but it doesn't take place over the course of many years. So like, how did we get to Loki in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do we get to?
I think all of those things are going to have to work their way out as we go through the phases.
I don't think they will. And that's my point.
What is your opinion of Thor Love and Thunder?
Every film I'm getting there. So every film that has come out of Marvel since No Way Home, well, like most of them, Phase 4 films have not been great. Black Widow wasn't great. Shang-Chi was okay. It wasn't great. Multiverse of Madness, complete miss. And I'm really nervous. As much as I love Taika Waititi and everything that he's done has been honestly so thorough and fantastic, I'm really worried that this film is going to be a flop because the other films that have been approved for this phase have not lived up to the expectation. And so I'm scared that this one doesn't either. That being said though, No Way Home was one of the best films I've ever seen. And Taika Waititi's doing this one, and he did Ragnarok. And I really, really, really want this movie to be good, but I'm actually terrified to get my hopes up because I was so excited to walk into Multiverse of Madness. And then I was just so thoroughly disappointed. And I don't want to be disappointed by this movie because it's got Thor in it. And, you know, that's enough to get me excited.
I think it's gonna be good. I'm gonna predict this will be one that I enjoy. I'm looking forward to Thor: Love and Thunder. I think it's gonna be a good film. I think I'm gonna enjoy it more than Shang-Chi and what was the other one? Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Multiverse of Madness.
And Spider-Man.
Yeah. I like Spider-Man just fine, but I think this one I'm looking forward to. I think it's gonna be really good. So there we go. All right. We're going to move into the fall and winter, and these are going to be mashed up, I guess, depending on month. I mean, there's some order here. And according to this list, they have Black Panther Wakanda Forever set to release November 11th. And
I haven't heard anything about that.
I have not
that.
Heard much at all about this film.
And I think that that is intentional. I don't think we will know a whole lot about this film. I think the trailer is going to intentionally be very vague because of Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, and we may be way behind on the news here. I something is nagging at me that maybe this movie's already been pushed back, but I'm not so sure. So it's on the list. I mean, just
I think
quick take. What are you thinking when it comes to Black Panther and Wakanda Forever?
Incredibly excited, actually, because I love the first one and I love the characters, and I'm really, really interested in what they do following the passing of Chadwick Boseman. I want to see how they work with his legacy and continue what he created.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
I honestly am more excited for this movie than I think for anything else.
I think it's good. I think it's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing the Submariner, Namor. I think he's being introduced as maybe a villain type character for this particular film. And yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Hear her crying?
She goes again. She's going back in for more. All right. The next on the list is and I have this one here.
Meow. I'm yelling back at her, guys.
Yeah. Avatar 2, which December I think 16th. Is more in December 16th. And Avatar originally was not a Disney film, but they bought it up and it's listed in such a huge franchise, I guess.
Right.
I guess we should mention it here.
So
I mean,
I've seen the trailer.
We did
twice.
We did see the trailer. Yes,
because,
I saw it too.
We've seen the trailer. Avatar 1.
Something about the water.
Avatar 1 was the highest grossing movie like of all time for a second there.
For a long time. Yeah.
It was one of the biggest films in the film industry. It was so wildly popular. So wildly successful. And it has taken them like 15 years to create a sequel, right? And they've kind of been doing it under wraps, too, I will say. Because like I saw this, I remember seeing this in theater and being like, wait, like, they're doing what? With who? Like, since when? Where did this come from? Like, you know, like, why haven't I heard anything about Avatar 2? That being said, I follow a lot of Disney creators on TikTok, on my personal, and they also just come on my For You page because algorithm and stuff. And the ones that I've seen that are big Pandora Avatar people have been like, this movie does not look like it gives, like it like works up to the first one. It looks as if the plot line is kind of and it's not really like, it doesn't have the same energy as the 2009, 2007, one of the two. One.
Right. Yeah. Here's my,
as the original.
Yeah, here's my opinion. I didn't see the first Avatar yet, so I don't have an opinion about Avatar 2. I'm not excited about a sequel to a film that I didn't see the first one of. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be great. I'm sure it'll be, the CGI will be great. The special effects will be great. But until I see Avatar, the original recipe Avatar, I can't get excited about Avatar 2. Right, the next one on the list that I have here is the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special coming out in December on Disney+.
Honestly, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward
to
that. Yeah, Guardians, always a good time. Holiday Special, December, Disney+, sounds good. I have three more films that were listed on a list that I saw for Disney. These are all Disney+, supposedly Disney+ releases that could happen this year. One is Pinocchio, live action Pinocchio with Tom Hanks as Geppetto.
No.
Yeah, I know you're out on Geppetto. I'm actually looking forward to maybe seeing what this is going to look like when the time comes. And I don't know. I'm not a huge Pinocchio fan, but I'm not a huge live action remake guy.
I am out because that is stupid.
Nah,
do something original.
It is kind of scary, kind of lazy storytelling, if you ask me. All right.
All I'm saying
the
is
the other two,
the drunk Pinocchio scene with the donkeys live action actually sounds like the most horrible thing ever.
Right.
Moving on.
Next. Hocus Pocus 2.
I'm in.
I'm out.
Why do you not like Hocus Pocus? You haven't even seen it.
I like very few things with the number two attached to it.
You know what? That's fair.
I'm not big. Those are movies that just don't excite me. Those like Hocus Pocus, the original, they're just not my cup of tea. So they don't excite me at all. So a sequel to something I don't really care about isn't really making me all that excited.
You know, fair.
It is. And then the last one is Disenchanted, which is a sequel to Enchanted.
I am so excited for Disenchanted because you do not get it. Because this movie played every Thursday on Disney Channel. Every day at 7 p.m. they played this movie. I don't know why. It's honestly not the best. But you know what? I'm very excited because I remember everything there is to know about this movie because I've seen it so many freaking times because of Disney Channel. So you know what? Give me a sequel 20 years later. That's fine. It came out before my time, but like they just kept playing it. I don't really know why they did that. They also did that with like Luck of the Irish. It was weird, yeah. But I'm excited. I'm in. I'll watch it.
Ask me if I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Not really.
Okay.
I kind of see Enchanted in the same vein of Hocus Pocus. It's not a movie I was ever really excited about. I don't even think I've actually seen the whole thing because it just didn't interest me. And so, again, a sequel to a movie whose original I wasn't all that interested in. I can't be all that interested in. All right. We went through a lot of...
Wait, doesn't Ahsoka start filming? Does that come out this year?
I think it just started filming. It's not going
to
come out
this year.
To be
2023. Yeah, so yeah. That is our 2022 filming.
Let's go through and rank them in order of what we think the best is and the ones we're most excited about.
I don't want to rank all of them because that'll be really difficult.
How about most excited, least excited, which one you think will be the best and which one you think will be the worst?
So I'm going with Black Panther at the top, and then I'm going to go Lightyear.
Is this your excited? Which one are you most excited about?
Black Panther.
I am most excited for probably Lightyear is the one I'm most excited for. All right. Which one are you least excited for?
I don't particularly care about Pinocchio live action.
I'm going to say Hocus Pocus 2 is my I'm least excited for.
Uh-huh.
Which of those that we talked about today, which do you think will be the best movie? Like the one that'll be the most fun to watch?
I think it'll be Black Panther.
The most fun
I think
to watch.
I think that's going to be a massive hit.
I think the two I'm going to like the most are Lightyear and Thor Love and Thunder. I have a feeling about Black Panther, the second one, the same as the first one. It'll be a great movie, but I don't think I'm going to get caught up in all the hype. So
I just, yeah, I think there's a lot of emotion.
And Lightyear will both be very entertaining to me. Which one, is there one in there you're going to go, eh?
Pinocchio?
You're going to go, yeah, on Pinocchio?
Yeah, I'm going to go, yeah, on Pinocchio.
I'm going to go, yeah, on Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger. I think it'll be fun. I'll be glad I watched it, but it's not going to be anything I'm going to watch more than once. That's what my prediction, but I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. Anything else you want to add about any of these films?
I'm really scared to get excited for Love and Thunder.
Let me ask you this question. And we didn't listen to last year's episode in preparation for this one. Are you more excited for the content that's coming in 2022? Or do you think what we talked about last year for 2021 was more exciting?
I honestly think last year was more exciting. Like I was more excited for the film season last year than I am for this one, just because of how disappointing it's all been this year so far. Like I was so hyped for Multiverse of Madness. I was so excited for whatever else came out. Like it might've been Cruella. Was that this year?
We talked about WandaVision. We talked about all those things coming out to Disney Plus last year.
Right. Like definitely more hype last year than I was this year. But you know, I'm going in with caution for this year because I do not want to be disappointed again.
Yep. I think if you add Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk and some of that into the mix, I think the volume of stuff coming out excites me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, But there's no one film that I'm looking at going, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I guess Lightyear. I'm actually really excited. I think Lightyear is going to be extraordinarily good. I'm really looking forward to that. I think that one's going to be good. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. All right.
Yep.
Mimi, I'm sure all our listeners have their opinions. How can they contact us?
You guys can send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all at Disney Assembled. Or you can send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com. But if you want to spread the show further, the link to our TeePublic, buy us a Dole Up, and Patreon is all on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check it out.
Yes, please do that. And don't forget, we have a YouTube channel. Look for Disney Assembled on YouTube. Subscribe. That'd be fantastic. We'd love to hear from you also by leaving us a voicemail. If you go to the show notes and click the link at the bottom, it'll take you to a place where you can leave us a voice message. Give us a question. We'd love to do more Q&A. We did some Q&A last week. You know, love to do some more Q&A. So send us a message. Send us your feedback. And if you haven't done so already, probably the best thing you can do to help other people find the show would be to leave us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast player of your choice, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Most of our listens come from either Spotify or Apple Podcast. So if you're listening there, rating review would be much, much appreciated. All right, Mimi, I think that's going to do it for this week. Good job. Yep. A Thursday recording. Very unusual.
Last high five.
Yeah, we have a busy weekend. We're not going to be able to get to it this weekend, but I'm glad we got this in. 2022. Yep. It's coming. Hopefully. Rescue Rangers, maybe tomorrow night. We'll see.
I hope it'll be good.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. And until next time,
see you real soon.